So I'm speaking to Nadia Mears, the South African organizer for the Shamsan tour that was held earlier this year. And we had, obviously, Janina Jihad and, of course, her family that came to Cape Town that, obviously, everyone loved and heard their stories. It just emerged yesterday that Ahad Tamimi, who was arrested after a video went viral, lots of things have happened since then. But, Nadia, what can you tell us about what happened and what's the latest?
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, there has been a lot happening in Palestine. There's been an escalation, of course, after the Jerusalem, declaration by Trump. And there's been a lot of unrest in the village of Nabi Saleh, where the Tamimis are from. What has happened over the past few weeks is that there have been ongoing attacks and the village has been under siege, but there's checkpoints that limit their entry and exit to the village, and they've been bombarded by Israeli military coming in, tear gassing and shooting, arresting people. Among those that have been shot, two of her brothers have been shot in the leg. And the video that did go viral actually was shot at a time where soldiers had been surrounding the house, had shot through their windows, had injured a cousin, a 13-year-old boy, had been shot 3 times in the face. He's currently, very seriously injured and in hospital in a coma following brain surgery because he's had bullets lodged in his skull. And she was furious that this was still continuing to happen. And that was the altercation that was filmed. As a result, now she has been arrested.
What is the reaction from the family? I know her father was particularly worried.
Well, yes, soldiers stormed their home at 4 a.m. this morning. In addition to just to arresting her, they trashed the home. They've stolen, they've confiscated all the laptops, telephones, cell phones of all the family members. And, Bassam has posted on Facebook that they were all assaulted. Family members, his other children, his sons and wife were assaulted in the process. Since they don't have their electronic devices, it's more difficult to communicate with them. But what we're hearing is that they've removed Ahad, and we're not really sure. There's been no charges placed against her yet.
Well, what is the fear? Because she's a young 16-year-old Palestinian girl and she's being arrested, and there's been many other reports of previous people being arrested and mistreated very badly.
Yes, that has been the case. The arrest of children has been commonplace. You've been seeing this, I think, in the media. And her own brothers have been arrested from young ages. The young 13-year-old who has been shot in the face, Mohammed Tamimi, has been arrested before, and he spent several months in jail. So it's not new to the Tamimi family, but they have a strong history of resistance in that village.
If you can comment on Ahad Tamimi's personality itself, because when she was in Cape Town, it was very obvious that she had a very difficult time in terms of Palestine, a very serious demeanor, a serious expression, and her courage now also in the face of these Israeli soldiers.
Yes, she has won an award. She was awarded by Erdogan in Turkey, Alhamdulillah Courage Award in 2012. And she's been, after she left South Africa too, she was identified as a young Palestinian female leader and invited to Brussels, and she spoke at the EU Parliament there. She has, from a very young age, as she describes, been forced to take a position on things. She's seen her parents, and both her parents, her father and mother, have spent repeated and long periods in jail, and she's had to take over, step in her mother's role and take over the household, the running of the household, and seeing to her younger siblings. And she has been the face of Palestinian resistance. She's very well known for a clip that went viral, you know, where she tried to rescue her younger brother, who had Mohammed Tamimi, who had a broken hand, and soldier was pummeling him. And she actually tackled the soldier and bit his hand to release his hand off her brother.
And of course, we've seen Jannah in the media also just last week when Trump made the announcement of Jerusalem as Israel's capital in the U.S. recognition. But what is her reaction? Have you heard anything from Jannah herself?
Yes, please check our Facebook page, Two Sons Shamsan. Jannah herself went live yesterday and showed the aftermath of the house and the state that the soldiers had left it in. I mean, they literally go in and trash the place. And so that's what you'll be able to see pictures of. And Jannah was very tearful at the time. And, of course, she's very worried. I've just been on the phone to her mom, and she was saying how heartbroken and how anxious Jannah is as well. Of course, they were all awoken, you know, just after 3 a.m. when the village was stormed by the Israeli military, and no one slept since then. Very often, the Israeli media are quick to pounce on the children and say that they are the provocateurs, they're the ones that are throwing stones. But you don't see what happened before then. And this has been an ongoing struggle. The whole weekend was spent with young Mohammed Tamimi, you know, at death's door. He went through a 7-hour operation, you know, to dislodge these bullets from his skull. And this is the kind of thing the children there are being subjected to all the time. So when they do respond as Ahad did, you know, and forcibly trying to push a Israeli military out of her home, and you know, she didn't want them up on her patio shooting more bullets at more people in the village. That is not always taken into consideration.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right then. Okay. Salaam.